Okay, let's begin Shabbos, Yerushalmi, Daf Mem Zayin, and we are on Mem Vav Mabez by the Mishnah. As we continue our discussions of Hotzah and what is allowed to be carried out, what is not allowed to be carried out, and remember, every Mishnah one has to note, is this an Issa D'Oraisa, is this an Issa D'Rabbanan, is this Masa, that it's something totally unneeded, and if I walk in a place without an Erev, I'm going to be Chayef for it, or is it just an Issa D'Rabbanan, that really it's a Beged, or it's a Tachshit, but Chazal were worried, maybe it might fall off and I might come carry it, maybe I might remove it on purpose to show it to others, that I might walk Dalet Amos in Rishus HaRabim. So therefore, it will be Aser Derabanan. We're familiar with this type of Gzeira, we haven't mentioned this yet, and it's not in this Perek, but we're familiar with this type of Gzeira of worrying that one might carry Dalet Amos, in the case of Gzeira Derabba. Right, Rabba says it three times in Shas, maybe there's a fourth, but the three times that we paskin, Gzera Derabba, Shema Ya'avireno Dalet Amos, Birshas Rabim, by Shofar, and Megillah and Lulav. By those three, where Chazal say, we're gonna knock out a mitzvah d'oraisa. Unbelievable. Knock out a mitzvah d'oraisa of Shofar, Lulav, at least those two, and Megillah, mitzvah d'rabbanan, because we're worried somebody might come to carry. And even though one thinks that, carry, but it's a mitzvah d'oraisa for all Jews forevermore. You see, from Chazal, we're nervous, right? Even violating one little Issa D'Rabbanan or Issa D'Oraisa is worth it to try to prevent it than the fulfilling the mitzvah D'Oraisa. In our cases, there's no mitzvah even that's counter pressure. It's just the cases where they assert, but just shows the importance of Gzeira Shemiyah Viredu Dalet Amos. The Bali Tosas, the Rishonim, even Rashi asks, why do we Gozer Shemiyah Viredu? Maybe we should be worried. Shema Yavi may Rishus Hayachil or Rishus Harabim. Rishus Harabim is Yachin, right? Why is it Shema Yavi Rena Dalet Amos Rishus Harabim? That's the language of the Gzeira by Gzeira Derabba. But again, a big topic that we're not going to get into now. The Rishonim asks, why don't we say it by other cases? Why don't we say Gzeira Derabba by Bris Mila? Right? You might come to carry the knife. So why don't we say you can't do Bris Mila when it falls out on Shabbos? Tosis has a couple of answers to that question. But that's what this parak is about this Gzeira. Okay, now we're up to the Mishnah on Mem Vav Mabez, which is about what you are allowed to do. This issue isn't one of carrying out, but this is an issue of Muksa and non-Muksa, says the Mishnah. Porefes. Porefes al ha'even v'al ha'egos v'al ha'matbeya. Porefes is to fasten, right? It says Rashi quotes the Pasuk by the Mishkan. Krasim are the clasps, right? The Karban Eda quotes krasim, the Targum is parfin, right? Clasps, connectors, fasteners. One is allowed to fasten, a woman is allowed to fasten, let's say she has some type of shirt, and it's tied together by the shoulder, and you have to connect it with something. So she could tie it, she could fasten it with a stone, al ha'even, with a stone, via la egos, or with a nut, via la matbeya, or with a coin. Even though these items might be, at least the Evan and Matbeya, egos, depends on the Matbeya, on the egos, but these items might be inherently muksa, right? Muksa machmas gufo, a stone is usually muksa machmas gufo, money is muksa machmas gufo, it has no purpose on Shabbos, and therefore it's muksa, it is separated, but if I designate it as something that I'm going to use on Shabbos, I'm allowed to. Ubavach lo tifro v'tchila b'Shabbos. As long as you don't do it, you can't put it on Shabbos first. So because that would be maybe an issue of taking something that is muksa they didn't designate beforehand. We had a couple of weeks ago different opinions about how much you have to do in order to designate something. You have to do an act, just a machshava, a big act, a small act. Different opinions might depend on what it is. Again, big discussion in the postgame about money, or coins. So let's say I want my kids are going to play with money on Shabbos. Can I take something muksa machmas gufo and make it into toys? So here the Mishnah says, as long as it was fastened before Shabbos, that is okay. Tani, Rishuv Gamliel Omer, Lo Shonar Ala Matveya Ve'Evin. Only those two, which are inherently muksa, those require, to be done before Shabbos. Habe'ego is mutter, Reshu Mitalto, but a nut would be mutter. It is not muksa, right? It's a davar hamitaltel, and therefore it wouldn't have to be done before Shabbos. Says the Karban Eid, don't look on the bottom. Moshe, no day parfum, the lechadchila, dafke evin, matbeya. Aval ego is parfum, afil lechadchila, right? See, lechadchila, hadlik tani resha, parefes, demashba lechadchila, koyal egos, right? The language of parefes, the first line of the Mishnah sounds like you can, lechadchila, that's going on egos, which is always which is always mutter. That's the egos. And the second line of avad shelo, that's going on the other two in the Mishnah. Okay? Doesn't sound that way as you read it, the Mishnah straight, but that's how the Gemara understands it. Amar avad bar ava, asya, derab shimon ben Gamliel, we're gonna change the girsa, karebi. Rav Shimon Gamliel is like the Shita of Rebbe who we had earlier, regarding the tooth, regarding the Shein Toteves, that, one is allowed to go out with the Shein Toteves, right, a daf and a half ago, on the bottom of Mem Heim Abeis, Rebbe Matir, by a Shein Toteves and a Shein Shel Zahav, the Chachamim Asered, and we assume that Rav Shimon Gamliel here, is going like Rebbe. Why? Kamo, de Rebbe Amar, Davashu Metalta Mutar, just like Rebbe says there, by the false tooth, it's mutter. I'm not worried. It's going to fall out. You're going to come to carry it. I'm not choshesh. I don't have any of these concerns. So, I don't have these concerns by, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, if it's a non-muksa, I'm allowed to take it out. Even though if it's a nod, it falls down, I might want to keep it. I'm not choshesh that I'm going to move it. And again, these two in the Mishnah are what we call muksa machmas gufo. Again, different types of muksas. Muksa machmas chesron kis. We haven't really had in the Masechta yet. That comes up later. Muksa Machmas Mius we had, right? That was the Machlokas Tanom, whether we hold the Muksa Machmas Mius. That was the candle that becomes putrid. We had the Sugya Basis, which is a Dvar Mutter with a Dvar Muksa on top of it. So we discussed Basis. We discussed Muksa Machmas Gufo here. Muksa Machmas Mius. Muksa Machmas Mitzvah a little bit came up when one designates something that is for the sukkah decorations, many types of muksas that come up at length later in the Masechta. Okay, we continue. Says the Mishnah, Hakiteya Yotzeya Bekavshel Divrei Rabbi Yossi. Other issues of Hotzah. Again, the later prakim of Hotzah are going to talk about the shear of Hotzah. Many prakim, many Mishnahs about how much of a certain material is usher to carry out. But this parak is all about issues of what's called a beged, what's not called a beged, and what's called normal part of what I'm allowed to wear. So akiteya, someone who has an amputee, someone who's missing a leg, yotzi bekav shelo, is allowed to go out in a place without an erev with his kav. A kav is a false leg. He's allowed to go out with it. Divrei Rebbe Yossi. Rebbe Yossi says that's mutter. Why? Because that's basically considered his shoe. His shoe. Says the Karban Eda, quoting from the Rishonim, in Shabbos, min al didehu. It's his shoe. You're allowed to go out with your shoe on, wear a shoe on it. That's, you know, just part of your clothing. We don't assume that somebody's going to take it off, remove it and walk with it. That's Rabbi Yossi. It's considered a shoe and therefore it's not considered extra. Rabbi Meir Oser. Rabbi Meir says Oser. Why does Rabbi Meir say Oser? Isn't it a shoe? Explains Rabbi Meir, if somebody has one amputee leg, or just one leg, so then they walk with their crutches. They walk with their sticks even more than this leg. And the leg is, or at least in this case, the leg was there more just as a social reality that the person wants to look like, you know, normal, as if he has two legs. And therefore, it's considered something extra. It's not called part of what you need to walk, but it is more for social reasons, and therefore it would be called a masa. Says your mayor, look in the Reb Chaim Kadievsky, tekivat she'eino asui lahalech bo, she'ikir nisbach al maklo. You don't use it for, he doesn't use it for walking as much as using it for aesthetics, right? And he really, he puts his weight on his, we'll call it crutches. Ela osakein kadesh lo yeira e chaser regel. Usur to bahavi masui kivan sheino tzar chilucho. Not for his walking, and therefore, in the case that we're talking about here, again, it might not be the same exact case as our types of artificial prosthetics, which is for walking. But in this type of metzias, the kav in the days of the Mishnah was used more for aesthetics, not for function, and therefore, a mayor would say usur, while Rabbi Yossi thought it would be mutter. Says the Mishnah, in Mieshlo beis kibul ketutin. In any case, if this kav has a receptacle to put ketitin, some type of rags, maybe the he uses them to lean on, and they're soft, some type of rag tames, then it is bekabel tuma, because that is then a kli that has a base kibul, a receptacle, and therefore it is bekabel tuma. That's the kav, that's the foot. Samochos shelo, samochos is someone who is amputated on both legs. So he has shokav, and these are leather types of patches that he puts on the bottom of his knees. so to speak, to be able to walk with them. So those, there's no machlokas, because those are really used to walk with. So those are tamei and medris. They're tamei medris, whether it become tamei by, the person leaning on it. We'll get back to that. V'yotzei mem b'Shabbos, and those are allowed to be, you go out with on Shabbos, because those are, according to everyone, considered, so to speak, his shoes, his walking, helpers, and therefore, one could go out with them on Shabbos. V'nechnasin bohem lazara. But he's also, if he goes to the base of image, he's allowed to wear them, which the Gemara is going to ask. Aren't you, those usually mutually exclusive? If something's called your shoes, then you got to take them off before you go into the Mikdash. But here the Mishnah says, no, you have both. You're allowed, he's allowed to wear them on Shabbos. And, I skipped. Good. We didn't get to the Kisei yet. Fine. Let's stop there for a moment. So Tumei and Medrash. So we know, we've spoken about this recently. Usually Tumei and Medrash is a special type of Tumah. By a certain number of individuals who are Tameh, not only do they transfer Tumah in the normal way, which means that if a Tameh person touches something, that it becomes one level down. If a person is an Ava Tumah and touches food, then the food becomes a Rishon. The Rishon touches food, the other food becomes a Sheni, and it always goes down one level. There are a couple of exceptions to the rule, where Tumah is transferred without going down a level. In Sefer Vayikra. Tumas Medrash is one of the exceptions. Cherev Hariyuka Chalal is another one of the exceptions, right? The Psukim by Tumas Meis. But, Tumas Medrash is if a Zav or a Zava, sit on a couch, on a chair, anything that is normally sat on or leaned on, so that item becomes Avatuma. Doesn't go down a level. It also becomes an Avatuma. Doesn't, even though the Zav himself is an Avatuma, if he sits on a pillow, the pillow becomes an avatuma. And that's pretty unusual because usually tuma is transferred down. Why would this transfer across, so to speak? So the lumdis, Baba Kama, that Rav Soloveitchik explained, and based on others, but he said that usually by tuma, the transference is between, but there's a metame and there's a nitma. There's an active one who makes the Tumah transferred, and the Nitpa, the one that accepts the Tumah, Matami and a Nitpa. The Chiddush by Mishka Bazov is that there's no Tamei, Matami and Nitma, but it is Magdir. When the Zav sits on a couch, he now defines that as a Zav's couch, a Mishka Bazov, a Medrash Hazav, a Merkav Hazav, right, a saddle, whatever it is. He defines it as a Mishkav, and then Memela, Hashem says this is Tameh. The Torah says this is Tameh. It's not that the Zav is being Metameh. Because if you are an active Metameh, then Memela, you have to go down one level. There's a Metameh and an Itzma. All the Zav does is that he labels this as a Mishkav Hazav. A Mishkav Hazav is one of the Avos HaTumah. If I ask you, who makes a dead rodent Tameh? The answer is, nobody made a Tameh. That's just the Messias. If this exists, then who made the Zav Tameh? The Ziv, the flow? Okay, who made the flow Tameh? So, some items are just inherently Tameh, though they exist, and they're Avatuma. Right? Who made a dead body Tameh? Nothing. A dead body is Tameh. Right? That's a source of Tumah. So too, a Mishkav Hazav is a source of Tumah. How did it become a Mishkav Hazav? From the Zav sitting on it. That's true. But that's why it doesn't transfer down. Because it's not a transference of Tumah, it's just a creation of a certain item. Halachically. And Memela, once that item is created, so then there's going to be Tumah transfer. He used this to explain Shitas Rashi and others, but there's a machlokes in Baba Kama, in Meruba. The Gemara says, let me just find it. Here it is. Samach Vavam Abes. The Gemara says that a mishkavovolo agazel, a stolen mishkav cannot become Tameh. So what does a stolen mishkav mean? So Rashi, Tosa doesn't like this shot, but a mishkav azav, if I steal a pillow, and I'm a Zav, and I sit on it. So the Rashi Pshat, you didn't make a Tameh. Tana Mishkav Hazav. You didn't make a Tameh as if that it's an Avatuma. Maybe it goes down one level, because it's a Rishon, because you're like a regular Tameh person. But Mishkavo, Rashi says, Ishashar Yigab Mishkavo, Gzeres Akasiv, Lotzi as a Mishkav Hagazel. Shiro Nasa Avatuma, Latame Adam. Doesn't become an Avatuma. Tosis doesn't like this. What are you talking about? If a Zav sits on something, isn't that like Tosfos would ask? He doesn't use this lashon, but I'm adding. Isn't this like if I take a little milk and put it into your chicken soup, it becomes aser? It's a mitzius. And he's sitting on your pillow. So it seems like that, no, there's something halachic going on here. There's not just a transference of tumah. So maybe a ganav or a gazlan does not have the power to label the item as a mishkav. Right, and therefore, if it's just about transfers of tumah, then it should be just like a metzias, right? Like pasuk b'chalav, the tumah is transferred. But if it's about a definition, so then you have other ways to explain it, including hagdara, and therefore that's Rashi there in Baba Kama Samachav. Okay, we continue. So again, the Mishnah said the kav is not called his shoes; that's called extra according to your mayor. Machlokas Rabbi Yosi and mayor. Next line, but if he's Smochos is again is the double amputee. So he has these leather leather pads, really on the bottom of his knees. So those are tummy medrash because he leans on them, and he could go out with them on Shabbos because they help him walk. And v'nechazma and lazara, and he still can't go into the azara with it. Kisei smochos shalo, but what if it's mitzias that somebody again who doesn't have legs, and he's like a little chair that he puts on the back of him and he ties on so he can sit down every so often as he is walking. So then Chaim Kinesi explains it. Yesh kiteya sheyavshu vekivsu gidei shokav afilo akav osav ani yachol alech. Like he's unable to even lean on his knees. They make a little type of chair and he sits on it. And when he walks, Nismach al yadav b'saf salam ketanim. He has these other types of sticks. So smoch hashol tamei madras, right? This type of chair is still also tamei madras. He's meant to sit on it. Ve'en yotzei mem b'shabbos. You can't go out without a Shabbos. That's not just called basic walking, helping him walk, and also maybe there's chashash that the sticks that he's holding might fall and he might carry them. Ve'en nechazmei lazara, and these are extra, and he can't go into the azara with them. Period. Again, we'll have to see how this relates to the previous line. On kitmin, tahor and meyosman. On kitmin are tahor, they're not makabal tuma, and it's not a kli, it's not a takshin, and you can't go out with them. What are on kitmin? We'll have to see a little bit later. The Gemara will explain. Says the Gemara, Shmuel Amar, yotzin bo mishum sandal, v'nechrasim bo lazara. So Shmuel points out the first line of the Mishnah, the Mishnah does not say what the halacha is regarding Azara, just the second and the third line. So Shmuel explains, the Kav, according to the Tanakhama, according to Rabbi Yossi, you're allowed to go out with it on Shabbos, right? Which means, it's a shoe, Yosef Mishum Sandal. V'nechrasabol Azara, but you are allowed to go into the Azara with this on, which sounds like it is not a shoe. So ask the Gemara, Biane Maksha, how does Shmuel say this? If you're telling me you can wear it out on Shabbos, that shows that it's a basic shoe and he's allowed to wear it on Shabbos. But then you're allowed to go into the Azara with it? You're not allowed to wear shoes in the Azara. Needless a sandal. So it sounds like it's not a shoe if you can go in with the Azara. So which is it? So I'm a Rebbe Ba. Adavi Makshis Lash the Shmuel. Kashis Yad Mastisan. Why are you asking on Shmuel? What you're asking on how Shmuel explains the first line of the Mishnah, because the first line of the Mishnah only mentions Hilcha Shabbos, and Shmuel adds in Hilcha Zazara. Later in the Mishnah, you have a Beferish Stira, like we pointed out. You don't have to be bothered by the Shmuel. Right? Smochos Shalo. What about the second case? The double amputee, the Mishnah says, Tamei and Medris, Yotzid Rebbe Shabbos, Vidachasab Am Lazara. Right? So, you see that there, you could ask, Rabbi says you could ask it on the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah itself says these types of smochos, you're allowed to wear it out on Shabbos, which sounds like it's considered a shoe, but you're allowed to wear it into the Azara. So the fact that the Rabbi Yanai asked that on Shmuel and didn't ask it on the Mishnah adds in the Karbana Eda here about 10 lines up. Ela Vadai, Dialvagav Shu Minol, Eino Derech Bizayon. It must be, don't compare the two. Right, even though it's considered a shoe for Hilcha Shabbos, but it's not a bizayon. Kimo shar minol v'sandal. It must be that it's not a bizayon to wear these into the Azara, even though it has the halachic status of a shoe in Hilcha Shabbos. Maybe the only type of shoe that's usher in the Azara is one that if you wear it, it'll be a bizayon. But if this is what you need to walk in this type of a handicapped situation, maybe you'll be okay. Dekol she'eno kimin alim shel kol adam nechasa mem lazara. Says the Karbana Eda, maybe if it's not regular shoes, you're allowed to wear it into the Azara. V'im kein, hu adin, l'kav shel keteya. Maybe also the Kav. So the way the Karbana Eda explains the Gemara is that Rabbi Ba's question is really also an answer. Right? Why are you not asking it on the case of the Mishnah? It must be that in the Mishnah, why is it not a problem? Because it's this middle. It's a shoe for Shabbos, but it's not a Bizoyan shoe for Fiyazara. So the Gemara Amar Rabbi Mana says, no, I still think it's a problem. I think they are connected. Because look at the last line of the Mishnah. Rabbi Mana, Amar Sofa. Look at the Sefer, the last line. Delesi Pligal de Shmuel. Isn't the last line? You wanted to bring in the Samochos, but isn't that the Kisei line a problem? Because what's the third line of the Mishnah say? Kisei Samochos Shlo Tamein Mandris, Eyos Veb Shabbos, Veinachazamem Lazara. Right? You can't wear it out on Shabbos. Because it's called extra. So you see, anything that's on the foot, is gonna be usur, even if it's, not so much a bizayon. So I think there is a problem with, Shmuel. Again, that's Rabbi Mana. The issue here is, how much do we compare Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Knisa La'azara? Why would you say, like the Rabbi Bus says, right, the way the Karmana Eda explains it, well, even if it's a shoe for Shabbos, it's not so much a bizayon. Why would it be not called a bizayon? Right. The next line is like a shoe is a shoe, so maybe it relates to derech machshava. Remember, we said what we mentioned in the past a long time ago, right? Why does one have to take off their shoes in the Beis Hamikdash? Why is one not allowed to wear al pi machshava? Why is it? Because Kodesh Baruch Hu says. But the Shlach Hakadosh quotes. He puts a couple of questions. The Shlach quotes the Marshal, asking a couple of questions, and the questions are, number one, the Gemara even says in Maseches Brachas, that we're supposed to, when we say the bracha in the morning of Sha'asali called Sarki, we're supposed to think about our shoes. Right? Every bracha is pretty straightforward. Pokeh Chivrim is about seeing, and Malbish Harum is about clothing, and, walking on the ground. Well, they're pretty straightforward, what you're supposed to think about. And the days of old, we said it when we actually did these activities. But putting on Sha'asali called Sarki, shoes. Why dafka shoes? So actually called sarki. Is that even shoes? That's the last article of clothing I put on. But we already have a bracha, malbash arumim. Right? So what shoes? Number one. Number two, why is it that we take off our shoes in the makam kadosh? The first conversation that Hashem has with Yeshua ben Nun and even with Moshe Rabbeinu. The first conversation, what is the first thing Hashem says to Moshe? Take off your shoes. Shana lechem erorecha ki ha'adam asher tov beidolav arbas kodesh. And also Yoshua ben Nun, by the Malach Hashem in the beginning of Sefer Yoshua. So why? Why is it so important to take off one's shoes when one is in a Makam Kaddish? So the Shlach Kaddish, the Marshal, say maybe it's based on the Kuzari, the pyramid of the Kuzari. Right? We know that there are four levels of being. Domeim, Someach, Chayin, Medaber. Domeim are the inanimate objects, the dirt and the rocks on the bottom. And the one above that is the Tzomeach, the Tzomchin, the growers, trees, and the plant life. Above that is Chai, animal kingdom, right? And above that is Medaber, people, reflected by intellect, reflected by power of speech. Each level uses the one below it to exist as a Mishamesh, right? The ground is, it helps the plants grow, and animals eat plants, and people are above. So a person on top of this pyramid symbolizes that man is in control. Man has dominion. Man has authority over everything in the world. Shoes, leather shoes, symbolize that dominion that man has. I put on my shoes, I have dominion over everything. So that is why Sha'asali called Sarki. When I put on my shoes, or I think about shoes by Sha'asali called Sarki, because I'm thinking about the dominion that I have over everything that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me. When you're in a Makam Kadosh, you take off your shoes because you have no dominion here. Kadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. That's the message of taking. So, because when I put on my shoe, it shows that I'm in control, and that's a Makam Kadosh. Maybe that's also Yom Kippur. He doesn't say this. Maybe that was Yom Kippur because Yom Kippur, Kadosh Baruch Hu is in control. Remember the Gemara in the Bavli, in the Yuma, HaSatan is Gematria 364. There's one day a year that the Satan is not around. There's only a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that's Yom Kippur. So there's no dominion. We take off our shoes, Yom Kippur. Maybe also Avelis in a certain sense, if you want to say that Kadosh Baruch Hu is in control of this. I recognize Kadosh Baruch Hu is in control of what happened. But in all these cases, maybe if this is all true, then we understand why Kohanim, right, we take off our shoes in the Makam HaMikdash. It's a Kadosh Baruch Hu's, presence there. We don't have dominion. But maybe it's only regular shoes, which is a Bizayon. But maybe that's the svara here of these subshitas. If I'm wearing these, because these are basically an extension of my leg, a person is amputated. So is that wearing them shows dominion? Wearing them doesn't show dominion. They can't walk without them. Right? So maybe that's why, that's the svara, to be mechalik between different types of realities and how you can have a tana here or an explanation here that says, even if it's a shoe for Hilchas Shabbos and it's allowed outside, it wouldn't be a shoe for Knisa Lazara and Bias Mikdash. Right? There's also just as always like to point out, though, whenever the Rambam's genius comes up, remember the Rambam here. The Rambam created Hilchas Bias Mikdash. There's no Hilchas Bias Mikdash. What is there? Zvachim Menachos Klun Bechoros Eret. Right? The Rambam has in Sefer Avoda Hilchos Bias Mikdash. Those are halachas from Maseches Zvachim, where he talks all the halachas about what you're not allowed to do. Go into the Beis HaMikdash when a person is drunk, when he has long hair, when his bgadim are ripped, he has to wash his hands, kiddush yad v'raglav, a balmum can't go in, all of these halachas, he created the laws of going into the Beis HaMikdash, separate from the laws of the Mikdash itself, and that's Hilchas Beis HaBchira, right? That's the first category, and Hilchas Klei HaMikdash v'ovdim bo. So, I'm gonna categorize all of these aspects of the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, we continue. Va'ak an kitmin tahorin meyos mehen. You can't go out with an kitmin, it's something extra. Ma'an kitmin tahorin, what are they? Amar b'yavo, hunis kitmin. What's that? Chamra diyada. Literally, a donkey of the hand. Right, so what is that? The Karban Eda explains based on the Bavli. It's a type of toy pretend donkey that clowns used to go on and pretend like they're riding a donkey. Okay, something like that. But either way, it's not a kli, and it's not a takshit, and you can't go out with it on Shabbos, period. Mishnah, continuing what we had earlier, the banos and the banim, habanim, yotzim miksharim, children, little boys are allowed to go out with these strings on their fingers, ubnei malachim bezukin, and royalty princes with types of bells, v'chaladam, really everyone can, el shiracham behove. We're just talking about who naturally wears these items. Yotzin, the following items are mishum refua. Yotzin, meisa zachargol, a person could go out having, maybe around his neck, we'll see an egg of a certain type of grasshopper. Ubishen shel shual, or a tooth of a fox. Ubimasmer atzalov, or a nail that was used, rachman al islan, to crucify someone. Mishum refua, divrei Rabbi Yossi. These are proven, alternative types of items that help refuah, and therefore that's allowed to go out with that on Shabbos. And the mayor says, forget Shabbos. Or mayor osar af b'chol mishum darkei ha'amori. The mayor says, you can't use these items. These are chukos ha'akum, and therefore even on a weekday, it's in the category of nichush, chukosam lo selechu, and even during the week, one wouldn't be able to go out with them. There's a whole siman in Shulchan Aruch. Nobody ever went through it. Kufayin tests about nichush and these types of items. We'll see how much we have time for. Habanim yotzim b'ksharim, but the sons could go out with these little strings. B'kishrei pua. So according to the Yerushalmi, kishrei pua, some type of refua. Some type of refua, they put it on they wrap it around their neck. Some type of refua, the Rashi says, I'm not sure. The Karban Eda quotes Rashi. V'lo yadati leizacholi. If you look in the Bavli, there's another pshat there, that the strings, it's a child who very much misses their father. But if he has this string on, he'll remember his father, that his father's coming back soon, and it'll calm him down. So that's what the string is. These little bells that are allowed to be worn, or Zira says, it's talking about a bell around the neck. So the Gemara says, bells around the necks. The Gemara is assuming, isn't that only okay for children? An adult could wear that. Ma'al v'chaladam. So why does it say anyone could wear that? Bein b'ktani ani and b'ktani ashir. V'chaladam just means all types of little kids. Right, little kids that are poor or affluent, that's what it means. Rabbi Ila Amar, no. Zugin in the Mishnah does not mean bells on the neck, but Zugin Shebeksuso. It means the bells on the bottom of clothing. And Omao Bachalada, Megadol Megtanim, and that's a decorative item, and therefore even Gedolim would be able to wear it, right? Like the Me'il has bells all around the bottom. Matiza Pligar Bzeira, the Mishnah seems to be against Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira, who says the first shot, that it means the bells around the neck, not on the clothing. Yotzi hu adam bezuka shem the brisa. Yotzi hu adam bezuka shem b'ksuso. Ven yotzi bezuka shem b'savaro. The brisa says b'feirish. The bells could go beyond the clothing, but not on the neck. So ela kan b'gdolim kan b'ktanim. Rabbi Zira would say no. The brisa is talking about gdolim, and that's why it has to be on the clothing. But Sholjiku are needed on the neck because they need it. And therefore, that's what the Mishnah is talking about. Period. Yotze Bebeis Zachargol, Tav Leudna. What's the grasshopper good for? It's good for an earache. Udna. Ubashain Shel Shual, Tav Leshena. It's good for somebody who's having sleep issues. He can't sleep well. Ubemasbarat Salov, Tav Leavavisa. Some type of wound. Is Tani Tani Umachlev. Some flipped the sheet this year. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir, some flip them the other way. Rabbi Hananiah, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, kimas isa. Rabbi Yochanan has it like our Mishnah has it. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yavo, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, kalshu marpe, ein bo mishim daki amori. A huge item that all the Rishonim talk about. Anything that's done for refuah, there is no issue of darke ha'amori. I'm not trying to be like the goyim if I'm doing something mishim refuah. The Ritva says, here in Shabbos, on Daf Samach Zayin, the Ritva says, this line also appears there in the Bavli. Kol darash mishum refua, emo mishum dakar emori. Ikar apirish. To kol sheish bo tam lerefua. Anytime I'm doing something for medicinal purposes, bein shal sam bel shal lachash. Whether it is a medicine, whether it is some type of incantation, which we'll start with Beshem next time. Ein bo mishum dakar emori. V'yav mishum ogen bo. Even though the emorim do this, but if I'm doing it mishum refua, it's not a problem. Shalo asra Torah ela divrei avtala shenasim below shum tam. The isser of darki ha'amori is when I'm doing it for no reason other than being like them. Lefichach afilu darvish einu retia velo tachboshes. Even if something is not a bandage, im yesh bo tam lerefuas keskula okiyotzebo mutter. That is allowed, says the Ritva. And then venira betosvus afilu lechashim sheino neyodim. Im yesh bem skula im lav. Minasafeg mutter, velo asru ela osan shehein bedukim shein lahem tam. Vein bahem mishim refua. The only thing that's asru is things that are for sure not mishim refua. But anything that you think might help you, or we know does help, whether it's an incantation, again, not psukim, but an incantation or the likes, and that would be allowed, says the Ritva, and that's this line, called davar shem mishim refua, Ein bo mishim daki ha'amari. Again, that's a big topic, how far that goes, but we'll have to stop here. Feel free to look again in the Shulchan Aruch in Kufayin Ches, Kufayin Tes, these issues are discussed. Okay, we'll stop here.